Okay, speaking of things that somehow just make you feel better, on this Super Bowl Sunday, fans on both sides of the country are engaging in some odd behavior, sporting unwashed jerseys and fresh facial hair, sitting in that oh-so-special spot. We're talking about superstitions. Fans and athletes are notorious for them, like Michael Jordan, who'd wear his North Carolina shorts under his Bulls uniform. But as it turns out, superstitions aren't all that odd. Evolution may have hardwired us to believe in them. NPR's Amy Held reports.
58-year-old Michael Neapolitan from suburban Baltimore is spending this Ravens game day the same way he has for the past few years. It involves football cards from the opposing team, a hot grill, and a group of like-minded friends.
And I will hold up one card and announce the player's name, and they'll all chant back to me, "Burn!" And I'll rip it up and throw it on the coals. It's fierce.
This ferocity began as a way to boost team spirit, but then it turned into something more.
Then after we had our long home win streak, I said, maybe I've got something here.
Now, Neapolitan wouldn't dream of losing that something, just like he wouldn't dream of washing his lucky Ravens apparel down to the undergarments, which he's worn game days for months now.
This way, you start off in a very comfortable place, knowing that you're doing everything you can possibly do in the spirit world, if you will, to help your team win. The mojo.
And over on the West Coast, 30-year-old Christopher Noseda of Livermore, California, is putting out his own mojo for the 49ers. He's wearing his own unwashed team gear and painting his face with what he calls his war paint.
I mean, it's funny because it's like, who's this guy? Is he like an extra for Braveheart or something? You know, it's one of those things where I don't care if I look weird or if I smell funny. It's kind of like, yo, that's the smell of victory.
And Noseda has to sit in the same seat at the same restaurant eating the same dish, which he believes helps spur his team to victory.
Thank you, Magic Chips.
Believing in magic, being superstitious, it's counterintuitive, but it's actually helped us evolve as a species, says Michael Shermer, publisher of Skeptic magazine. He explains it this way. Millions of years ago, let's say you heard a rustle in the grass. Is it a predator or is it the wind?
If you think the rustle in the grass is a dangerous predator, it turns out it's just the wind. That's a superstition. But there's no harm in that. You just become more vigilant. But if you think the rustle in the grass is just the wind and it turns out it's a dangerous predator, you're lunch. You fail to see a connection that was real, and that's very costly.
And we're all superstitious to some degree.
Even scientists, us rational skeptics, it's built into our brains. It's called learning. You think A is connected to B, and sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't.
And when it comes to sports, we are especially susceptible to superstitions.
They reduce anxiety in uncertain situations. It gives you a feeling of control.
Both fans, Noseda and Neapolitan, say if their team wins, they'll take some of the credit. And if they lose, well, the magic just ran its course, and at least they can get those jerseys clean. Amy Held, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News.